אז יש שיחה קצרה באנגלית. אז יש תרגום, לא יודע איפה. Maybe wave a hand where יש תרגום somewhere. Oh, yes. Po. Mishi amrashe yatsikha tirgum, ani lo yodea eifo hi. Mi anglit la ivrit. I'm going to be talking in English, so that someone wanted a translation from. You want to try? All right. But wave your hand, or come here and if you've got a problem, okay, you don't have to add suffering. So I just want to really introduce the subject of the retreat. So it's not too mysterious. Equanimity sounds, first of all, a very long English word. You could say it's shevion nefesh, yitzivut, balance, steadiness, and how can we really feel at home in the world if the world every minute gives us big, surprising and often unpleasant surprises? How can we be at home in the world that seems to not attack us all the time? How do we do that? But the Dharma invites us to go back home to our experience of the world. And our experience of the world can be our home. And if we look carefully at our experience, we mostly assume that the world is against us because we look at the world like that. And like there's the coronavirus and we feel it just wants me. It's just after me. The world is against me. Throwing viruses and politics and problems and issues. But actually, we forget that basically our consciousness is the way we see the world, and if our consciousness is busy with survival and reactivity to kuvatiyut and concern and protection, then that's the way we're going to see the world. So equanimity is a way when we change the lens, the adasha, we change the lens and look at the world differently because we look at how we see the world differently from a different place. So we may feel we're always disturbed by the world, we're not at peace, but we can begin to change that view to look and see what is it that disturbs us really? Who is being disturbed? What is disturbance? And is there a place that we can be not disturbed by anything in life and death? And equanimity is that place, in a very long English word, non-disturbability. Let's call it Yevshah Liot Muframi Mashu. It's not, just, never mind what. So, the Buddha said that this is not easy, that we are all the time basically afraid, and it's not just human beings, it's every animal and every being. is trying to survive, and so it's quite natural to feel that sense of protection, safety, and be busy with it our whole life, because we're born in a body, which we didn't ask to be born in a body. It just happened. And then after that, we're busy our whole life trying to look after it. So the Buddha said it's not really our fault that we're afraid or we have fear. It's just the fact of being born in a body, and that's what happens when we're born in a body. We want to keep the body. So we are busy with safety and protection. And the solution, according to the Buddha, is very radical. He said, basically, awakening is the place where we no longer are subject or afraid. There's no fear left in awakening. And the reason there's no fear left, it's quite a radical place. And that is that the world and us are not different. We rejoin the world. We come back into the world. The problem is the separation that we have withdrawn out of the world. And then we protect ourselves from the world. There is friction, chikuch. We want to survive. But if the world and us are one, there is oneness, if you like, being. We, world and us are in one, as one. Then who can hurt whom, and who can be disturbed by whom? Where does the disturbance come from? There's no place to be disturbed. That's not an easy place. It's quite high language, if you like. However, we can experience that. And the Buddha said, and the practice does take us there, bit by bit. And very simply, we breathe, for example, we sit, we listen to the sounds, we connect with our breath, we feel our body. There is a connection there that's very simple. And in that place, what can disturb us? And we experience that again and again. The simplicity of going back to base, you can call it. That's why the Satipatthana Sutta, the main text, is called the foundations of awareness or mindfulness. We go back to foundations. The truth, talking about Dharma. The truth is, I'm now breathing. Do I need to be afraid? I'm now listening. Is there a problem? I'm now sitting here. Is there a problem? One of my early Dharma teachers said, you are warm, dry, and well fed, so shut up. So we go back to base. And the Buddha said, go back to base. Go back to some fundamentals which we forgot. And this, and especially in the nowness, in the now, it actually dissolves the problem of fear. Fear is usually about what might happen, or what we don't want to happen, or what we remember happened before that was painful. In the now, all that tends to go. There is just the experience of now. It can be unpleasant, but it doesn't generate fear, because it's not in time. So it's just is an example of where we practice again and again. We begin to kind of come back to base, come back to wise ground, our ground. It's something primal, atik, which is our ground of being. There is a thought. It may be unpleasant, but it's just a thought. And it has a beginning and an end. Chaye Madaf Mo'od Katzar. Short shelf. It's just, whoop. It's a thought. It may be a thought. Oh, maybe there will be a problem tomorrow. Whoop. It went. Tomorrow? Where's that? I can't see tomorrow. In this breath. So it's really going back to basics. What we're practicing here, the Buddha called it the island that no storm, no stormy seas can overwhelm, can disturb. And this island is caring, aware connection with the truth of this moment as it arises and passes. So it's a gradual process where we find protection not in building bigger walls and shields, chomot v'shiryonot, but in a place inside us that is steady and quiet and ready to receive the unexpected that the world will always send us. And so we don't need the walls anymore, or so much, because there's enough space inside to allow the unexpected and even the unpleasant. And that's instead of building walls. That's basically equanimity, and that's basically what we're learning here. And we don't need to measure it. We don't need to say, how much equanimity? What's the tests? Hamifchanim. Maybe we'll go back home and say, oh my God, my partner, that's the real test. Benzuk bazuk shali. Am I equanimous or not? And then we get angry and we say, oh, I need another retreat on equanimity. I didn't learn it. It's not like that. Every little bit of practice works. It does something, makes a change. We don't need to measure. It's just, this moment does its job. Many ways which we're going to learn here. I won't give a summary now because this is a short talk. But one of the places that's important that we're going to be practicing here, all of us together, every one of us, doesn't matter who, you there, the teachers here, is dance with change. Allow change. And it's slowly we can actually enjoy change rather than be afraid of it. Change happens. Change is constantly happening. The one thing that doesn't change is that there's always change. And we can actually feel that one of our ways of working is that we feel at home, even though everything is changing. We are still at home in a changing world. The change doesn't need to throw us out of our home, because our home is deeper in an unchanging place, awareness, presence. The world and us together in a big open space. The experiences change. But we can find our home somewhere else, like we were saying just now about refuge. It's one of my favorite quotes from an Indian Kashmiri yogi called Lala. And she said, I searched and searched for God all the time. Luckily, He found me on the day I was at home. So, the equanimity is really about a different view of our experience and what changes us, or what we feel change is, and the sense of not needing to be disturbed by it. A thought comes, a thought goes. Does it need to be disturbing? No. It's come because of conditions, karma, and it passes, and it's gone. Does it need to disturb us? No. We disturb the thought. The thought doesn't disturb us. It's just the thought. So, that's just a few comments to kind of open this this big long word, equanimity. It's there through one word which I will talk more about tomorrow. It's there in all the Buddhist practice lists and descriptions and ways of practicing. Equanimity is always there. It's always a key quality. So it's kind of very fundamental to practice, but it's both a fruit of practice and a direction of practice. So we can do both at the same time. One, if we allow a thought to arise and pass, even if it's got in it insecurity or uncertainty, we are practicing equanimity, and the fruit of it is also equanimity, is this sense of steady. I'm steady and ready for anything. I'm sitting quietly, steadily, here under the sky. So let's do it. So we're just finding our soft, relaxed posture. Kind and steady with the body. And very easily and gently we drop into nowness, into miadiyut in Hebrew. Nothing else is relevant. And we welcome this nowness, huh? Regaim. And in a way, it works both directions. We welcome presence, and presence welcomes us. fully aware the body sitting in its place, very alive, full of changes, energies, the body singing its song, the world around us, the sounds of the night, maybe thoughts passing by. That's what it means to be alive right now. Just allowing it, welcoming it. And maybe we can zoom in on one part of this whole cosmos. We can take the breath as an object and zoom in. One breath. There's a whole journey. feeling the intimacy with our life. This intimacy as a place of our inner truth. There is just this one breath. And the awareness that knows it with kind and interested attention and respect. This breath itself is full of change, each time different, each moment different. And we ride the waves of change in one breath, spreading through the body, connecting us to the world outside, the breath of the trees, feeling ourselves, giving us life, all the cells, ta'im, enjoying the oxygen. And we can trust this moment, its nature. It's natural. Breathing is happening, sounds are happening, the body's sitting. nothing to be gained, and nothing to be done, and nothing to be fixed. This moment is just what it is. אז יש זמן למדיטציה והליכה תנועה תחת השמיים. So enjoy half an hour of just quiet, steady, step by step walking with awareness. And there'll be another sitting in half an hour.